Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
My struggle for my lipstick has given me the giggles.
Okay, tonight, well, that made no sense to anyone out there, but tonight's subject, the web of subconscious beliefs and how the subconscious works and changes. And so this is really a very, this whole subject has just been growing and getting more and more exciting. We're going to talk about how the subconscious works and changes so amazing, but also when we change one belief, how it impacts all beliefs. And there's some really great information tonight that I'm very excited about presenting. The team's going to work with us on many levels as well, on how we can change and shift with the changing of subconscious beliefs. So there's some new information. We have some wonderful questions that we're going to address tonight from people. This has got all of you thinking. That's what we want to see. Show dedication, a major push by all of us to support President Obama with additional light and clarity. And Veronica's been kind of whispering in my ear all week about things going on in the Obama cabinet and so on and so forth. So we really do need to ramp up our support for President Obama. And that is becoming increasingly clear. Okay, so let's talk about the solar eclipse. This is if many of you are already feeling it. I know I am.
The lunar eclipse is just about still pulsing through, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And well, we're coming up to the cream in the sandwich here in the Oreo. But this one's the biggest. This will be the longest, most powerful solar eclipse of the 21st century. It happens on July 21st, as opposed to the 22nd, which I thought was very interesting, 7:35 p.m. Pacific time at the final degree of Cancer. It'll last 6 minutes and 39 seconds. Will be visible throughout Asia. This is from an article. The Linda Hill's book, The Sabian Symbols as Oracle, describes the degree of this portentous event as a daughter of the American Revolution, being bound by social conditioning or leading the charge to break down the barriers of tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, amen. Eclipses represent a profound shift in direction. A total eclipse of the sun, masculine, by the moon, feminine, symbolically indicates that outdated patriarchal structures are falling away to be replaced by more intuitive ways of being. The life-giving flow of motherly love is nourishing the hearts of both women and men, if we only open ourselves to it. If you're clinging to old emotional familial, Veronica, or societal patterns, well, it's me too, I can only do this on the air, otherwise you'd call me on it, it's time to let them go. The new moon trine, freedom-loving Uranus, supports a break with the past as we gather our courage to birth something new. Jupiter joins with wounded healer Chiron in progressive Aquarius within 12 hours of the eclipse, offering an opportunity to heal old wounds. It's an important time to honor, I love this, the deep feminine within yourself, as well as to recalibrate relationships between men and women. Because Venus, the feminine square Saturn, limits at the eclipse, we're also setting boundaries in relationships, especially with family members and partners. Mm-hmm. The planetary energy support you in saying a decisive no to what's no longer working for you and nurturing and respecting yourself at a deeper level, even if you must break with others or their expectations to claim your freedom. Remember Joseph Hughes' message, there comes a time when we have to act based on what we know is right. I love that. So, you know, I know everybody's been talking about what's coming. Of course, we've got the Lionsgate opening on the 24th as well, which is the Syrian opening. So we've got some big stuff coming up here. And for most of you out there, if you're not feeling all the energies running through your body, take your pulse, because something may be wrong with you.
It gets to feel normal after a while.
it really is pretty amazing. This other one, which is just brilliant. family dysfunction and all the deaths surrounding us recently, there are no accidents, but there's always cause and effect in any situation. The last 2 weeks, this stuff did not come out to you, by the way, in the show announcement, so it will come out next week. The last 2 weeks and the next 8 weeks are all about our choices to either let go of or continue on with our biological families. I love this. It seems to be the time when we are calling everyone in their on their life mistakes. This can be very cathartic in so many ways as it helps us to release our old anger. But we cannot just blame everyone else for what's happened to us. We also have to admit our own mistakes at the same time. If we don't, not so great karma is then being built for our next life, which not please, people, don't do that. There will be no do-overs, not at this time in the universe. We are almost being forced to look within and decide who we are at this phase of our life, how we got to this point, and what to do with the rest of our lives. This is a perfect time to let go of the past in the healthiest way possible and move forward into a happier future. What you choose to say and who you choose to confront right now will hold a memory inside you and your family until the end of this lifetime. Oops.
I already had that going on.
Yeah, me too. I think I did it today. Oh, ooh, too bad. Trust me, lives are turning upside down right now, and many relationships will no longer serve your needs. But it's also about choice. Some of you will be really happy with the results, and some will be sad and feel deep loss of their loved ones. This is just such a powerful time with familial, and Veronica, I'd love you to talk about how you're getting kind of another wave of this and with your own family and how interesting it is that it brought up kind of a sense of shame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what's happened, probably I've said this on the air several times, is that I had a lot of, you know, I had to kind of get rejected out of my family in order to get to my spiritual journey, I'm sure. And so moving back into the Northwest, I felt like I was close and everything was going to get harmonized, and it hasn't, and it's been really hard for me to extricate myself from that deep yearning and feeling of wanting them to care about it. Anyway, I thought I dealt with it. Jackie and the team helped me, and of course Bob always helps me with it, and I think I'm beyond it. And lately, whoa, these huge waves of knowing there's something going on there, and once again I'm not included, and I feel like the weirdest thing is I feel like I may as well just die. It's that deep at times. Not for long, you know. It's like a spasm or a really deep wave coming through.
Right. It's like almost like being torn apart.
Yeah, and it's like, what? This again, you know? So I think that's part of our times, isn't it?
Well, I would agree with you. It is this kind of tearing apart that's happening out of the, and I would call it the familial chain of pain as we're separating out of that. There is this sense of death. There is this sense of deep sorrow, of regret, of remorse, of feeling as though it could have been so different.
Yeah, if I hadn't been this way or said that or done this or la, 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 la. Yeah, that's kind of what happens to me.
Well, and you take it personally, darling, because you're such a sweetheart. I think that, and this is what they were saying in the article was, you know, basically we're going to make some choices here, and they've got to happen because we are in a forward motion, and we have to love these people enough to allow them to move whichever way they need to move.
Well, and also in that article, it's very clear that sometimes the words aren't going to help at all. The words between the two of you, right?
Mm-mm. Well, if anything, they could be, you know, I said something this morning that really upset somebody, a member of my family, and I will hear about this till the end of our lives. When I read that, I went, oh, no.
Oh, come on. Let's ask the team. Surely there's ways of us balancing out karmic things now.
Well, no, it wasn't. The karmic part of it is that what they had said was that it will be remembered by the family until the end of our lives. At that part, I will never hear the end of this one. I already know. And that's okay. But as you can tell, it's not like I'm, you know, sitting in the corner with a handkerchief crying over it. It was something that needed to be said. I probably could have been more elegant, but I wasn't. So
I still keep praying for something that can neutralize the stuff we leave in our wake.
Well, I think what we're going to see, and I do feel that this is this eclipse energy, is that we're not going to be as inclined to tolerate the things that we've tolerated in the past. And I really feel this churning inside of myself. The need,
I mean, the rejections and the misinterpretations.
Well, and also denying our own needs.
Right.
You know, and I think that for many people out there listening who have done an awful lot for a lot of people and really been on a spiritual path, and many times you have pushed your own needs back in order to try to help others. And I know you've done it, Veronica. I know I've done it so much of my life. But there comes a time where when we can, you know, we have to get into the kind of the segue into the subconscious, you know, looking at what beliefs we hold. And one of those can be that other people's needs are more important than our own. And we tend to do this with family.
Right.
We don't generally do it outside of that, but we definitely do it within family. And we tend to try to make it work, whatever way that, you know, whatever it takes, and, you know, dance around, because there are so many triggers when you have family of origin, and then you throw in some in-laws, you know.
Little history.
Oh, yeah. And so it just, it gets tough. But I think in many ways, because we came programmed in with this desire to help humanity, it's really easy to kind of slip over into the martyr side of that, where we don't take care of ourselves, we don't validate our own needs and tend to validate everybody else's, and we then kind of train people that way. And they get really upset if you all of a sudden take care of yourself. They don't want to hear that, you know. It's like, well, what do you mean you don't want to talk about me? You know.
Well, also, if we don't want to play in the pushing and pulling of the web either, you know, if you're trying to step out, and they don't necessarily feel comfortable with that, do they?
No, absolutely not. They like you to stay the way you are. They don't like you to change, and that's just kind of the way it is. And it's our job to change. It's our role to change. It's our role to bridge, you know, to move totally out of that. We're not going to make everybody happy. That I can tell you absolutely. Some people are going to love it in your family, and some people are going to hate it.
Well, also remember, I keep noticing how those of us who are real change agents have to be disruptive of the family, the fabric, of the vibrational fabric in the family, really.
Absolutely.
You know, even if we're quiet and well-behaved, you know.
Well, yes, and for those that are kind of triggered, yes, absolutely. Yes. Just love this family stuff.
Tasmanian disruptors.
Well, you know, it's much easier on other planets, I'll just say that. It's not as front-end loaded as it is here. Okay, we have a question from Elise. And Veronica, don't let me forget to talk about how this all layers in from every direction, including the subconscious, because it's very complex, and yet when you listen to it, it's actually pretty simple. The goal is not to allow it to go into overwhelm, but let's address our questions here. I'm wanting to ask the team a question about clearing. I've come to understand that all of our issues fall under one or a combination of three categories. I don't know where she got this. Power, value, safety. She left out trust. Trust would be the other one. Okay. And those categories really are more about the lenses through which we experience life. So I'll go along with, you know, I'll give it a yes. Okay. When you cut the roots of a plant and it loses its support, it dies off. I'm wondering if we went into the library and worked on changing these three core beliefs. There's four. If all the subconscious and conscious beliefs that are being supported by these three core root beliefs would die off and go away as well. Huh. Especially those of us who have done a lot of clearing of our emotional bodies in the past, but didn't change the belief system. Elise, thank you for your question. It's really a good one, and it's going to lead into the explanation. So, let's just talk strictly about the subconscious right now and the unconscious. If you could think of the subconscious and unconscious as a huge matrix or web, okay? The subconscious on the lower side and the unconscious above that. I hate to go into directions, but we have to because we're human and that's the way we think, okay?
Okay.
In order to access the unconscious, you have to get through the subconscious. The subconscious is, in essence, an enslavement, a limiter of experience, but it's also the projector of experience. So everything that's in the subconscious is projected out into your world, and that's what you see. It is the thoughts, feelings, beliefs, choices, decisions, blah, blah, blah. Okay, right there. Okay? So if you think of it as a receiver and a projector, that's basically it stores all of the beliefs, projects out a reality based on those. Okay? And that's what you experience as your reality.
Hmm.
Okay. In order to get to the subconscious holds all the beliefs and realities around, let's just say, this and other, well, this is where it gets a little confusing. We'll just say this lifetime. It actually goes beyond this lifetime, but there's a crossover here, but we'll say this lifetime, okay? The subconscious and the unconscious kind of blend together then into the holders of all experiences in all lifetimes, literally happening in one now moment, which if you were to able to access the unconscious, you could move from an experience on Jupiter, you know, which I don't have a lot, but, you know, an experience on Jupiter, you know, in a specific moment over to, which there is no time, but again, I have to use these descriptions, to an experience that you had, we'll say an Esasani in a different moment, and be able to access all of the knowledge and information you held in each of those lifetimes, you could hop around that way. Now, in a regression, depending on what level you go to, in a traditional regression, you can pop around lifetimes in the upper levels of the lower level, that's the only one I have to do. It's actually upper levels of the subconscious because you start up here and then you go down lower. Okay. So in the upper levels of the subconscious, you can kind of hop around. The lower you go into the subconscious, and I will blow this word so, because I can never remember, it's the subunolic state. I can never say it right. Okay. Which is where Dolores Cannon goes with her regressions. It is the place that therapists never like to go because it's so deep, weird things happen.
Somnambulant.
That's it. Thank you very much. Somnambulant. Okay. At this point, I would say you're now bleeding, you and the subconscious, unconscious has really bled together in a way that really bizarre experiences on off planet and so on and so forth start coming through. Okay. In the upper levels of the subconscious, you can have a recall, let's say an abduction experience, and include a lot of scary things. When you get into the very lowest of the, say it again, please.
Somnambulant.
Thank you, of the somnambulant state.
Do I get a prize for that?
Yes, you do. Thank you very much. Would you walk around and say it for me wherever I go? At that level, what was it? Scary up in the upper levels of the subconscious, down in the lower levels, there is no fear. You experience it because the translation isn't clouded with all the crap in the subconscious. Okay. I'm trying to keep this as simple. Let me know if I get too complex here. Okay. Now, the subconscious is, in essence, a limiter. It keeps us bound. Okay, don't confuse this with RNA, DNA, although there is a relationship that I don't want to get into right now. When, and we're going to have another question from someplace, but to assume that you could go into the subconscious and change, let's say, 3-4 core beliefs, okay, and that would completely shatter or completely change the entire subconscious to the level that your whole life would be different forever, and you would eliminate all negative beliefs, it can't happen.
Oh, rats.
Yeah. The subconscious is like a computer, and if you think of it as like HAL, okay, for any of you who saw 2001 and 12 and whatever it was, but it's like HAL. It is basically like a computer, although there is consciousness to a degree, but you're not going to be able to access it, you know, meditatively, okay? That's not going to happen. You could try, but you ain't going to get there, okay? But, you know, because it is totally neutral, completely and absolutely neutral. You feed it the instructions, it responds. That's why you can go in and change the beliefs, but you have to have done your processing and really be present with having done it, and you've got to have your child, adolescent, blah, 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 with you, and really have them buy into it because they exist in time and space as well. When you change one belief, if you can see a network, a lighted matrix or network, that one belief then goes throughout this whole network and adjusts all other beliefs, okay, and don't think small in terms of the number of beliefs that are held. It adjusts all of them because every belief impacts every other belief. Nothing is solely and wholly independent. If you change a piece of the whole, you change the whole. There's no other way to do this. It's impossible because we think in terms of separation. We tend to think of it in that term, but it cannot be separate. Therefore, regardless of the amount of emotional processing you've done, okay, your reality, the movie you're living right now, is still going to reflect the beliefs that you hold. That's an absolute. When you talk about, Elise, the power, value, safety, and trust. They're good categories, and we would say that, you know, if you were going to do do it for a corporation when you've got everything grafted out, you know, and you, who's
low
the head of this?
Or,
yes, okay. Thank you. But you can't change just one belief and have it completely change every belief. It is going to impact every belief, but you're going to have a lot of sub-beliefs in there. And the goal that the team has been trying to help you with is to stir up, to identify what those beliefs are so that you can have the presence, okay, and the ability to identify them. And once you start writing them down, it will start triggering other beliefs that you may have. And then go in and start working with them, it starts a domino effect. There's no way for it not to. Okay. There really is no shortcut here. I'd love to tell you that there is. I thought the question was adorable and I loved it. And now, when you talk about emotional clearing, you're talking about the emotional body. Is there a relationship to that in the subconscious? Yes. But does one change the other? No. The subconscious is the subconscious. It's very important for everyone to get this. And, you know, again, I've told this story so many times about Dolores had a man regressed and was talking to the subconscious at that state, at that very deep, 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 some...
Somnambulant.
Thank you, somnambulant state. I've had a mental block on that word from day one. And and they wanted the man to slow down for whatever reason. There was something going on. And so they said, well, we'll just give him a heart attack. And it was just absolutely unemotional, just completely, you know, and Dolores tried to negotiate, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, the question will come up, is it personified? And again, I'm going to say it's more like HAL the computer. You're dealing with a structure that was created in order for people to experience Earth, okay, in order for people to experience Earth. That's the easiest way to describe it. If you didn't have the subconscious and you had just the unconscious, you couldn't function. First of all, you're only using a small percentage of your brain, all right? The experiences of everything are held in the balance of the brain, and you're not able to access that because you couldn't handle it. And as many ETs have said, too much information can be like poison. Therefore, we're not ready, which is why we're only using a percentage of our brain, which then ties into the amount of, you know, strands of DNA that are open. You know, and I don't like to get sidetracked with who did that to us and what race and so on, because at this point it's really unimportant. Our job right now, our role, is to try to change as much of this as we possibly can. Did you want to add anything to that, Veronica?
Nope, it's fine.
Okay, next question. And I'm going to have to kind of rush through this. I was wondering about the subconscious and how it's been programmed over time. If I was to go in and sit and talk with the subconscious, would the answers I receive only apply to what it has in its files as truth? In other words, can it only respond to what it has been programmed in its data files as reality, as truth? Is it possible that other races added files to our subconscious, or that we somehow inherited the influences of other races' subconscious, if they have one? Do they have one? No.
How can none of them have one? How can that
work? The same way.
Okay.
Not the same way.
Oh,
okay.
All right, then.
All right. If they have one, are those influential beliefs a part of the human subconscious, too? Okay. These are really good questions, but they're really not appropriate for where we are, because we're asking trigonometry questions and we're still in kindergarten. We're trying to get through just the basic core beliefs here. And the simpler you keep it, the easier it will be. And the team in all of the sessions we're doing right now is saying to people, keep your beliefs simple. Don't go in and try to get all flowery with a belief. You know, replacing this belief with I believe that I can have this and that and this. No, keep it simple. You're talking about a core belief. Think of it as data entry, okay? And that's what you want, data entry. Are the projections of humanity the perpetual reruns of old programs of the subconscious, adding along the way the seemingly truth confirmed by the subconscious belief, making it only a relative truth, not an absolute truth? It's all relative. Which is what I just described.
So we have 8 weeks to get over our relatives. That's what you said earlier.
Right. Here's the thing, and this is something that's always fascinating to me. Every person comes in and experiences reality through their lens. Again, their lenses are colored with power, safety, value, and trust. It tends to weigh heavily in more in one direction or two or three than the others. You have them all. Okay? You can take, and I'm sure you've seen this as well, Veronica, two children out of a family who are now adults and take them, because we keep client files on history of the family and so on and so forth, especially for session, and you have them describe mom and dad, their experience of mom and dad, and then the health experiences and so on and so forth of the relatives, mom, dad, grandparents, siblings, etc. What's fascinating, you can talk to two people out of the same family. Their experiences are absolutely, totally different. Mm-hmm. And you can't even believe they grew up in the same reality. It is, I mean, we've all seen this, certainly with our own children. But this is where the subconscious is projecting out, okay, your experience of reality. And even though you're in the same family, in the same house, in the same experience for a multitude of years, your experience of it can be totally different. completely and absolutely different. I'm fascinated by this piece of it, but I know it to be true. Okay. God, I just love this. Okay, let's see. Are the projections of humanity the perpetual reruns of old programs of the subconscious adding along the way the seemingly truth confirmed by the subconscious belief, making it only a relative truth, not an absolute truth? How deep does it go? How many lifetimes, parallel lives, possibly non-human lives does it hold, all of them? Do most races have a subconscious? How does the subconscious of each one of us hook into human consciousness? how does that affect us humans in free will? And we don't have time to go into all of this, but then she goes on to say, I understand that any changes in the subconscious affects the rest of the files and programs in some way. So, what else? But I know that when there is a change from within, it affects everything. The answer is yes. Again, it's resetting the whole program. What you're experiencing in this lifetime as the culminating lifetime includes the common themes that you've run pretty much most of you through this universe. You know, there have been, now maybe it's only a series of 20 or 30 or 50 lifetimes, who knows. Maybe only a series of five pivotal lifetimes. But they're themes that we're working through right now. And this is why for us, all you that are listening, it's so freaking hard as we've gone through all these changes and energies that are coming in. And they feel like they're just kind of tearing us apart at points. And you can look out there at people who are just going about their lives going, why aren't they feeling this?
I know. Isn't that the most annoying part?
And it's because of the way that we've configured and what we've decided to do in this lifetime, because we saw it as an opportunity to heal this and many other lifetimes, okay, because we came in with a consciousness that said we are cosmic beings. We can heal not only this lifetime, but we can heal not only our human lifetimes, but have a potential to heal all of our cosmic lifetimes on all levels and dimensions. So that's a pretty big window. Back to the subconscious. The exciting part here, and I just want to bring this to closure, is that we have the opportunity for every belief that we do change. And some of those beliefs you may have to go in 4, 5, 6 times. I know people don't get excited when I say that. But you'll know when it clicks, you're going to see it reflecting back to you. And when you start seeing the results, you're going to want to go in not only and do more, but to make sure, because you're going to know which beliefs are really key. Really key. This is big stuff, people, and we have the opportunity right now to make some major breakthroughs, some quantum shifts with this.
Do we have to go into the somnambulant state to do that?
No. No, we can just, the team did the meditation, the other, you can use that. Log in and use it.
Oh, great. Okay.
All right.
Well, last Thursday night, that was excellent.
And, you know, the team, you know, we've done this with other people where they wanted to have sessions personally, you know, with the team to really lock in something and work directly with them. That's fine. We're happy to do that. Is it powerful? Oh, hell yes. But, you know, your processing with a belief and really working with your child, adolescent, and young adult before you ever go in, you know, to the subconscious is going to make a huge amount of difference. You know, you may have to sit with it for a week or so until it really, you know, reprograms, reshreds, you know, until you kind of reconfigure it, until you get to, okay, it's not really this, this is the core of the belief. You know, if I change this one, it's going to, you know, reverberate all the way through.
Mm.
But I also have this belief, that the team's been doing a lot of this in session with people, helping them to see the beliefs that they're holding. And, you know, it's been fascinating to me, although they think it's this, when the team gets done with them, it's really this over here. And so we're exploring with all of this. This is a very exciting time, everyone. I mean, I could see that this is going to make changes that are extraordinary for all of us. And I'm going to get out of the way and let the team come through, because, Veronica, I know you always have questions for them.
Thanks for all that.
And they love you, so they enjoy it very much.
I enjoy them very much. They're wonderful.
Good night, everyone.
See you later.
All right, everyone. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, Veronica.
And you.
We're very happy to be here with all of you. All right. Now, the channel didn't get to go into her spiel, as she would call it, about how all this works, the bigger picture, because so many of you have questions about, well, how does this fit in and that fit in, and how does it all work together? And we don't want you to go into overwhelm, which you very easily can do. You're at a critical point in your evolution right now where things are finally starting to make sense. You're finally starting to see that, yes, you are powerful. Yes, you can change things. Yes, you can. You can heal lifetimes, all lifetimes, with a parent, which heals for you and for them and all the other lifetimes you've had together. I mean, these are big things, people. You don't realize what incredible progress you're making, that you're making right now. And we've moved you forward little by little and over here and over there. And yes. And honestly, you're doing far better than we ever thought was possible. We're so excited. We're excited. We're having a party over here. You can just be certain of that. Now, you have a series of influences, all right? Because of the amount of your brain that you use and your ability to take concepts and put them together and understand them, there are times when we may explain things to you or the channel or Veronica or whoever that it may seem overwhelming. Now, this is not to be condescending to you whatsoever. You're not yet fully capable, although you're getting there, of holding all of this and being able to see it all. Now, some of you may be, and we're very excited if you are. Raise your hand. We're excited to see it. You have a number of influences. Yes, you have the collective. All right? Does the collective influence each and every one of you? Of course it does. Absolutely. Think of it as your CEO, the overall, the cover over all of you.
And right? The collective itself has an evolutionary path, doesn't it?
Well, as you change, the collective changes. All right? We would not say that the collective has an evolutionary path as much as we would say that you have an evolutionary path, which will change the collective. All right? Now, that's an influence. It is the sum total of the beliefs on the planet, in addition to all experiences on the planet. Pretty big. Now, as an individual, you have all the emotional imprints, all right, especially through the mother's lineage, all right, but you have them from both sides, these emotional imprints played forward, played forward, played forward, gaining speed, gaining speed, gaining speed. Some of them with big imprints for you who are Jewish, the Holocaust, those kinds of things. Big emotional imprints based on nationality, religion, even geographical location, energy of the planet and the place that you, you know, these are all influences recorded in your energy field, in your total, to the totality of who you are, not just one lifetime, totality of who you are. Then you have race. And certainly that is a factor for all of you. Still a factor, which we find very humorous, actually, from our side of the... When we think of race, we think of different planets. When you say race, you think of different locations. Then you have your own life experience. Then you have other lifetimes. Some that you would call past, parallel, future, and present. Now, when you mix all that together, and then you deal with the subconscious unconscious, which carries, all right, the memories of the lifetimes, etc., but the emotions are somewhat different, you see. So your lineage coming in, all of these other influences coming in, are different. They're coming at you from different places, different ways. Your ability to deal with all of that, based on the amount of brain that you have access to, tied to how much of your RNA and DNA is open, you know that you're all in the process of that opening more, opening more. Now, you're trying to make quantum changes with basically an old computer program. That would be the easiest way for us to put that. All right? But you're doing it. Now, we have come in to open up specific areas to allow you to make quantum shifts, to kind of operate outside of the normal spaces and places that your brain goes, is able to go, and is understanding how to go, and with cooperation of other lifetimes and of yours and family members. It's very complex. So we would like to see you work with the subconscious. We wouldn't worry too much about the unconscious right now. We'd worry about the subconscious. That's where you want to go first. As humans, you always want to get to the end, all right? Well, what about that, you know? Work with the subconscious. Now, the more you work with it, the more you're going to see those changes. Shuffling, changing, rearranging. There may be times when you get a little disoriented, but you're going to get excited overall about some of the things that you're seeing. We want you to use discernment. This doesn't mean that you go into the subconscious 5 times in a day to start changing beliefs. Because we know there are going to be some of you that say, hey, boy, I can get this done and, you know, let me see how fast I can. No. This is serious stuff. Don't let the negative ego get in there and try to control what you do. The old, I'm faster and better, and no. If you're going to change a belief and it's going to impact every other belief, you want to really think about this. Process it. Where did this belief come from? Now, this is going to be an interesting question, and we know this is going to come up for many of you. Well, I may know where it came from in this lifetime, but what about other lifetimes? I can't access that. You don't have to. By making the change in this lifetime, it will reverberate out and impact the other lifetimes, we promise you. You do not yet understand the importance of this lifetime that you are having right now. If you did, you would probably never watch another television program. No, you would be amazed. You would be shocked. More than you can imagine. We told you a number of times that all eyes are on you, and they are. In addition to everything else, you're getting tremendous downloads right now. Tremendous downloads. Galactic downloads, all right? So, as you shudder and tremble and have energies running through you nonstop and lay awake at 2 o'clock in the morning wondering if you're ever going to sleep right now, this is rewiring. This is giving you more access, more impact to create the changes that you desire to create. Focused change. Not willy-nilly change. Not let's see if I can get it all done, you know, the one that rushes to get all their homework done and, you know, no. No, 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 no. We want you to give this. Now, you know, you've had a whole lifetime, people. All right? Understand the enormity of what you're working with here. And the responsibility you have to your child, to your adolescent, to your young adult, to all your other lifetimes. You're on stage here. Everyone is watching you. Believe us when we tell you this. They're rooting you on. They're cheering you on. Use discernment. Call in your higher self. Make certain they're there. That's a lovely thing to do. Bring in your higher self when you meet with child, adolescent, and young adult. Have them standing there. Perhaps your soul, your spirit. Make this sacred as well as scientific, because it is. When you develop a relationship with your subconscious, and you will through this process, the subconscious is going to be clear. All right. All right. They're regrouping. We're reprogramming. All right. Everything's, the network is changing. Everything's changing. Though it's neutral. Though it's neutral, the messages go out that you're ready. You start expediting and speeding up the opening of other strands of DNA. You will have an impact that you don't yet realize. And this is why we're saying to you, don't go into overwhelm here. Don't try to get ahead of yourself. Don't let the negative ego push you too far, too fast. Do this with the most love and care that you can imagine, because the impact of it is so big. Does this make sense, Veronica?
Yes, it does, although I'm thinking how it sounds almost easy, as if you get the ball rolling and then the subconscious will change. Is that right?
Well, it's not going to sit around and change by itself, no.
No. But I mean, it sounds like we can really spin it into action and change.
You can spin it into action once you get... Let's see if we can give you one. You have other things going on as you start changing these beliefs. You start expediting other things, all right? The brain is kicking in. It's sending out opening new neural pathways. It's sending out chemicals. You're creating quantum change everywhere as you change these beliefs, not just in the subconscious. Do you understand?
Changing our whole vehicle. Yes, I do.
You are changing your entire vehicle, and your vehicle is bigger than just your body.
Right. That's yeah, I'm glad you added that. That feels good. That's helpful.
All right. Now, this is an exciting time for all of you. All right. As we said, the energies now are allowing you to make bigger changes. That's what you're feeling running through your body. More access to power. use it wisely. Focus it. This is why right now is not a time you want to go to fear. This is not where you want to put your energy right now at all. So for all of you, do everything you can to stay out of the fear arena. Very important. What can I do to create positive change? Where can I go with this? All right, what positive? Now, this doesn't mean that you can't go sit in nature and have fun and have some joy. That's a wonderful thing to do. We're not saying to be a scientist and lock yourself in a laboratory for, months. That's not what we're going with this. But quantum change can be affected right now if done with full consciousness, without play of the negative ego, with simplicity, with humility, and power. It's an interesting combination. Because there will be with this a sense of great empowerment and also a sense of humility that you have finally reached a point where you can affect change, real change. Now, if you go in to work with a belief and you don't see response, you're not seeing it reflected out in your world, then you need to go back in, do some more processing. How did I word this? What was the belief I was changing? Am I still carrying blame with this? Have I not forgiven? All right? That's going to trip you up. Because forgiveness, coming to clarity with it, is very important.
And now we're going to have to draw to a close shortly.
Oh, all right. We still, how many minutes do we have, Veronica?
About two.
2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Veronica, you tell them about your show next week, please.
Oh, and we've been working on defensiveness as a block to ourselves. So Radiance by Design is, again, going to be a little deeper, going into defensiveness. And
good. That's a good subject.
It is. And Linda Sherman is the astrologer, who's going to be on Paradigm Shifters at 5 o'clock next Tuesday. And she's quite a character when it comes to the changing fields and politics and economics. So it's going to be quite a rip-snorting show.
Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, wrapping up here. Again, we're going to ask you to call us in tonight. If you choose to. Now, please understand, we're not going to come in the minute you call us in. Somewhere, you may find that you wake up a little early or whatever, but, somewhere between 2, 3, 4, right in there. There will be some work done. What we're trying to help you do is stir up the beliefs. Some of you don't know what the beliefs are. Some of you are going to have to sit around and say, if I to have a life like this, what would I have to believe? Play with it. And who have I not forgiven? Have I forgiven Mom and Dad and this one and that one and on and on and God? And because that's part and parcel of these people. There's a lot of responsibility here. There's a lot of responsibility. We know you can do it. But you may have to go to the drawing board again, here and there. Look at it again. Am I doing martyr? Am I feeling bad? Am I blaming? It's not going to work. Oh, all right, who I have to forgive? All right. I'm going to go in and I'm going to forgive and I'm really going to do it this time, damn it. I'm going to take them off the hook. But think of the effect of one belief and how huge it can be. How big it can be for you. And remember, one belief, resetting everything, completely changing everything. So if you call us in, again, we would be happy tonight to come in, help stir up a little bit, help you identify your subconscious beliefs that are waiting for you to change them. Know that we love you, each and every one of you. We're so excited to see the progress that you're making. We love that you're writing letters, and please continue to do so. We're happy to answer the questions or the channel cam. She did a pretty good job. All right. Veronica, we love you as well.
And you. Thank you.
Do know that we are all here cheering for you, rooting you on. Such an exciting time. Such a very exciting time. Stay conscious, people. Do the very best you can and stay out of fear. We send to you our total, complete, unconditional love from so many levels and dimensions you cannot imagine. And until we speak with all of you again in this format, namaste, dear ones.
Namaste. Thank you. Many blessings. Good night, everyone.